This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Bayer. I'm Mark Magnuson. The pork industry uses pork to sell more pork by connecting with consumers who already purchase products but are not aware of all the types of pork and cuts available. We will hear more from Patrick Fleming, Vice President of Demand Development with the National Pork Board, next.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers' markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose, too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
The pork industry uses pork to sell more pork by connecting with consumers who already purchase products but are not aware of all the types of pork and cuts available. Here is Patrick Fleming, Vice President of Demand Development with the National Pork Board.
So really, when we looked at the case, we went, wow, younger consumers are engaging with pork in a meaningful way, but they're engaging it on the process side. So can we use the process side to build affinity for the fresh side? And that's really where the new campaign is different. It's the first time we brought fresh and process together, and we really are using that to drive the idea that pork is flavor.
Fleming says that pork is known for flavor around the globe.
Authentic cuisines globally, pork dominates there too, right? I mean, it's hard to have any Asian dish that's not authentic, that isn't pork. It's also hard to look at, especially Hispanic. What's Hispanic without real carnitas, right? So we own authenticity, we own cultural relevance, and we own flavor across the portfolio of products.
He says the soon-to-be-launched digital campaign will allow the supply chain to focus on what consumers want and need.
Have what feels like unique one-on-one conversations with people based on their needs and based on where they are in the process of their affinity for pork. And really, that gives us a unique opportunity we've never had before in the pork industry to be able to focus on different consumer groups and really be able to message them to what information that they're looking for and to be able to be relevant to their lives today.
The consumer campaign will launch next month in key consumer markets with high consumer populations and low pig densities. Learn more at porkcheckoff.org. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.